grace, mercy, and peace be increased to all of us through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a short text for these closing words, I will read from Psalm 122, the last four verses, and these are heard in Jesus' name. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, dear travel friends, the moment has come, which is very sensitive, because for us arrangers, organizers, we have come to the end of a long journey. I remember well the telephone call over 5 years ago when I asked about a certain field that could we keep services, summer services there. Much has happened since that time. Many other plots of land have been asked for, and they have been examined to see if they would be suitable to hold services. And today, or really last week, I got a great feeling of happiness when I saw people starting to come to this place. And you have come in such large numbers to our festivities. And we rejoice over this. At this moment, we are holding our closing services. And the main thought is a thankful mind that God has allowed everything to happen so peacefully and calmly, and he has blessed the work that we have done for the good of these festivities. But we can also see that the Heavenly Father has blessed the read and preached word. He has fed. It has fed, nourished us, comforted us, and encouraged us. This moment is a time of giving thanks. We have much reason to thank the Heavenly Father that he has given us good weather, and that everything has gone well from the viewpoint of the organizers. We have been able to hear the Word of God at these services in the way that we thought, as we had planned. God has opened his Word. We have much reason to thank all the parties who have participated in this work. Above all, the farmers in this and the landowners in this village of Liakka, who have given their fields for us for this use. You villagers have shown in many ways that they are participating and supporting this project so that we could build a summer service city on these fields. And surely none of us, not the villagers or the arrangers, could guess that such a big city could be filled for just for a few days. We want to thank the authorities who, with their own work and their own influence, have helped so that the infrastructure for our festivities would be done right, and that we could securely and use them in a way that is good in terms of health and safety. Many brothers and sisters have received help and assistance from the authorities and from many partners, suppliers, and deliverers of goods. We wish to thank all of you. Your help has been very necessary. But I would also like to thank all you dear brothers and sisters who have worked, have been building this city. The amount of work that has been done has been great. The time you have given, your own time, for the work of Zion. I would like to remember you who during these days have been working here, serving the people here. You have done great work. Warm thanks to every one of you who has done voluntary work and have worked here, done your own portion for the good of all. And to each family who have come here as a family, one after the other, you have been working here. You have given your time to others. God, the Heavenly Father has remembered you. This gospel which has been preached here has also reached you and all listeners. We wish to give full thanks to the Heavenly Father for these summer services. I will go through this text with a few words. It speaks of Jerusalem. David has written in the beginning of this psalm, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." The same kind of joy has been present here when we see and hear that we also want to go to the house of the Lord and come to these summer services. In David's time in the Old Testament, Jerusalem was a very central place for the people of Israel, for the Israelites. Solomon writes, "When God said to my father, David. I have chosen Jerusalem as a place of my living, and I have chosen David to be over the people. And David and Solomon brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Which they had built together with the people of Israel. Jerusalem was familiar to us also from the life of Jesus. You remember how Jesus, when he was 12 years old, came with his family to Jerusalem, to the Temple of Jerusalem. There, he awakened attention with his discussions with the teachers. And another time also, he speaks of the festivity. It was a festivity to which people went with by family. But when Jesus himself spoke of the Temple of Jerusalem, when he was here on earth, he had such a text. Now the kingdom of God has come nigh. Repent and believe the gospel. Jesus sent his own disciples to preach this gospel throughout all the world. And we believe that these summer services also are a part of this continuity where the Word of God has traveled and has called people to hear the gospel and to believe the gospel. When the disciples did their own work, they did not bring up the place of Jerusalem in the same way, but it is what John writes in the book of Revelations when he says, I, John, saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, step down from heaven, prepared by God, like a bride prepared for her groom. And I heard a great voice from heaven which said, Behold, the house of God amidst the people, he will live with them, and they will become his people. This is a picture that the kingdom of God is here on earth in the midst of people. As Jesus said to the questioners, that it will not come so that it can be seen, but it is amidst, in your midst, there where my own are. This call of the kingdom has been given here at these services. And here we have heard preached about the gospel of peace, as in the beginning of the text, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. This peace is peace of the conscience when God gives his grace. grace to believe. And he leads a person to ask about the forgiveness of sins and to ask about grace. And the promise is given that you can believe your sins forgiven in his name and blood. God answers by giving faith and the Holy Spirit as a gift into the heart. As owner of this gift, we can be partakers of the kingdom. We can own that gospel as our own nourishment on the way. For every traveler on this journey, for every child of God, it is so familiar that even though you can experience moments of happiness and joy, when your conscience has been freed from the bonds that sin has brought, we can hear the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. Nevertheless, the enemy of the soul is powerful, and his enticements and his temptations are around us. They will not leave us in peace. And that gospel has been a power of faith, as has been preached here, and comes to mind the Friday evening's talk when we heard that this gospel has an amazing power. It helps us meet these everyday temptations and pressures and challenges. And the joy brought about by the gospel and the peace and the praise, they teach us to make such decisions that allow us to keep a clean conscience in our everyday life. In this text is said, peace be within your walls and security within your towers. Then long ago, in David's time, in the time of Solomon, the cities were surrounded by walls, which were true protection against the enemy. And inside these walls, it was secure. It could live securely, and it was peaceful. And this is what David speaks about. He hopes that there could be peace and security within your walls. When we speak about the peace of the conscience, we also say that within Zion, within the kingdom of God, this living gospel would be nourishing and lifting each travel friend to believe, to freedom and joy. To believe sins and transgressions and even to believe them forgiven, so that this peace and this security and would be preserved. When we come to the motto, it says, for me it is good to be near God. This is the joy of which David speaks. Where do we find God? Near us. It is like Jesus says, I want to live within you and I want to travel with you. When I go away, My Father will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who teaches you and reminds you of all of that which I have told you, that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. This house of God David experienced this, how great a matter it is. That from this world of sin and unbelief, God has allowed His grace to rise. We have been able to believe the gospel, become a resident of the kingdom of God. David says, one thing I ask of God, and I request that I could live in the house of God until the end of my days, and that I would see the beautiful worship of God. We travelers of today also have the same hope, that we could live in this kingdom to the end of our days, that God would protect us and bless our lives in such a way that we would have the strength to travel to the end, supported and lifted by the Word of God. Which God allows to be preached in His kingdom. The gospel comes close. When a brother speaks to the brother and a sister to the sister, over all of these matters, large and small, you can believe that you are saved. And you can reach heaven. This peace may also be outward peace. When God gives His Spirit as a gift, as a fruit of this faith, Paul mentions in the letter to the Galatians such matters which are visible in the child of God: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, friendliness, goodness, kindness, and many other similar gifts. And these are such that arise from this mind that the Lord Jesus had. Even though He was like God, He did not consider it His merit that He would use that as His power in His own way. But the Lord Jesus placed Himself at the level of the weakest, the poorest one, the most wretched one. And from there He began to lift and support and carry. And today even, the children of God have such a mind that we want to respect our neighbors and to fulfill the dual command of Christ, that we love God above all and our neighbor like ourselves. We can look at our neighbor as being created by God, a valuable person. When we have received our own faith as a gift, we want to talk about this faith and call people into the kingdom of God. This call has been sounded forth a lot at these services, and even though these services are ending, the sermon, the preaching of the gospel will not end. But as long as God allows time to exist and allows the time to work and places our strength and our gifts to arrange services to call everyone to hear the living gospel. At the end of the text it is said, "For my brothers and companions' sake I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." Here is visible this taking care of one another. Taking, for my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. Can see here that one does not have the strength alone, but together with others, we carry this peace and we have the strength and we will reach our destination. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. David asks, he as if prays, that God would protect his own flock, his own kingdom here on earth, that traveling congregation, endeavoring congregation that is believing and waiting and hoping that one day this temporal life will end and we will reach our destination to see that which we have awaited here and to hear that call. Come, ye blessed of my Father. All of us can remember this. Do not, dear ones, young and old, do not, dear one, become weary. Do not leave your faith. Do not go away. But ask the Heavenly Father for strength, even in the midst of trials, even when under sin. Trust in this congregation, in this gospel, and you can be of good cheer. Dear brothers and sisters, as we leave each other, I want to proclaim this gospel. Each one of you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Unto peace, joy, and freedom. I also would like to hear, can I believe my sins forgiven? For all of this caretaking of God, we can be with thankful minds. We are lacking no good. He will bring us to our destination. And with these greetings of thanks and peace and joy, I send you on your way. May the Heavenly Father bless you and keep you on your journey so that no accidents will happen and that you can securely reach your home. Remain in God's peace. Amen. We will join in prayer. righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, we have great reason to be thankful to you today that you have given your allowed your word to sound forth at these festivities. You have brought the living gospel here to carry us and refresh us and encourage the weak traveler. We experience that the way is heavy and there are difficulties along the way, but you have promised to give your own strength for our to be our strength on the way, and we have felt that this power has been sufficient. We thank for the word which has been read here and spoken here. It has been for the glory and praise of your name. It has called unbelievers, those who are not yet in your love, as residents of this kingdom. Give them your grace so that they could find this gift of grace and could become children of God. We thank you for all the dear ones, for our home, our family, our dear ones. And we ask you that you would protect them so that they would remain in this group, so that nothing would tear them away from your love. We ask that you would bless that work which has been done in your kingdom, for the success of your kingdom throughout the world, and that you would bless the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his face upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.